Imagine it. It's a couple years before the War of 1812, and you've just signed up to become a dedicated sailor for the newly United States of America. You look out to the sea and gaze upon the pleasing, yet chaotic, nature of the ocean. The waves smashing up against the docks and rocking the ships at bay fill you with anxiety and excitement. You are going to experience something bigger than yourself, you thought. Being a part of a crew, serving your country as a sailor. You signed your name on the paperwork, clear as day. Gregory Dixon. You bore tomorrow upon the SS Patriotism. Morning was coming, along with the mysteries it would hold. But nothing, nothing would ever prepare you for what tomorrow holds. The boarding process is nerve-wracking, you thought. You couldn't wait. The morning air was crisp with the breezes of the ocean.
It blew upon the ground, the sand along the coast, its finely divided rock and mineral particles crunching beneath the boots of those who walked upon it. June 1808. The nervousness of new sailors as the sun heated the tops of their heads. Their hair glowed a bright brown. No storm, light rain. There is a warm smell of curiosity and adventure. It awaits. The large ship creaked swiftly upon the mysterious blue water. It swayed in its place, its wood so dark and brown. You could see the splinters waiting to pull a surprise tack on anyone who made a wrong move. Step, step, step. Up into the ship. This was their time. Meanwhile, on the opposite side of the Atlantic Ocean, on the coast of England, men hurried to their boats. There were sounds of laughter. The flags flapped out with the roaring sounds of excitement. The light kissed the cheeks of the sailors. They were like pirates looking for their treasure. And that treasure were the sailors. These men were the press gang, and they were proud of what they've done.
Laughter and passion bloomed on the ship, the crew deprived of fear and full of immortal hope. Gregory Dixon was the face of the men and the captain's parrot. Everyone was fond of him. He reminded them of the warmth of home, while the sea distracted them from the blood engraved in their soil. The fresh smell of sea, sweeter than ever, quickly tainted with a sour smell. With the smell came a gloomy shadow, sailing closer and closer, while the scent grew stronger and stronger. Gregory Dixon preached to the men, telling them to not fear the shadow, promising them that they will be safe from whatever lies ahead. He knew that they were all American citizens and that they can't legally be impressed. The men listened to Gregory while the captain laughed at them. He insisted for the men to surrender and that they were already targets and that those monsters don't care about Americans. The men ignored the captain, trusting Gregory Dixon. Then, the tainted smell dominated them. The calm waves started to swallow the ship. The passionate blue sea became dull and gray. The shadow grew larger, spitting out its men, infecting Gregory and his crew. Passion was erased from the vocabulary. The heat from the sun became freezing rays of despair. John Smith, the captain of the desperate men, was full of joy and laughing and dancing at the sight of Gregory and his crew. Gregory knew that John Smith was the source of this tainted smell. John Smith ordered for the men to be impressed and to be quickly put to work. But then, Gregory stood up, laughing at Smith's orders, saying that they were all American citizens and that they have the documents to prove it. Gregory glowed with hope, but that wasn't enough. Smith ignored him in order for the American ship to be burned. Smith's rotten teeth slowly cleaned itself. His body was no longer bone, and his skin was colorful and bright. He started to preach, saying that all men that spoke English are from England, and he thanked Gregory for such a delightful meal, the meal being Gregory and his men. During the 1800s, English sailors were on high demand, but were also on low supply. So English sailors would group up in gangs, impressing English sailors. Then they started to impress anyone that spoke English, increasing the tensions between America and England. This would lead into the War of 1812, and the practice wouldn't be banned until 1835.
Now it comes to an end. We've finished our chapter, but that still lies in the deep depths of history.